This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Kwanzaa begins on December 26th. It's an African-American and Pan-African celebration created in 1966. Dr. Alfonso Simpson Jr. is the Director of African-American Studies at UW-Oshkosh.
It's a celebration of family, a celebration of community and culture, and is rooted in raising up and bringing forth the ancient African model of cultivating, harvest, and sharing good in the world. It's really about sharing good in the world.
According to official Kwanzaa website.org, participants celebrate Kwanzaa with feasts, music, dance, and stories. They also honor the seven principles of unity, self-determination, collective work and responsibility, cooperative economics, purpose, creativity. 25-year-old Chase Cuddy of Crivitz was killed in a single vehicle accident Christmas Eve. Marinette County officials say they received an iPhone crash detection call and found the accident on County Highway X in the town of Stevenson. The investigation indicates Cuddy's vehicle tried to pass another vehicle, lost control, went into the ditch, and hit several trees. Officials believe alcohol and speed contributed to the accident. One of the world's biggest businesses is putting a pause on a major Racine County project. Stuart J. Wattles has more.
Microsoft has temporarily suspended construction on portions of its massive data center complex in Mount Pleasant. The Milwaukee Business Journal reports that the company is working to refine the project's design. Microsoft has announced plans to invest $3.3 billion and to create 2,300 union construction jobs by next year. The Business Journal says the company is telling them that the project is still on track despite the pause. The Village of Mount Pleasant has issued a statement stating confidence in Microsoft's plans.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has announced $1 million in grant funding to provide water quality and fish consumption education. The funding was provided through the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency and will be targeted towards parts of the states with higher rates of food insecurity and water contamination. With the funding, local partners will conduct outreach and education programs to share information on water testing in rural communities where fishing serves as a consistent source of food access. It's a grim landscape for newspapers in the Badger State. More people are getting inaccurate information. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
Here in Wisconsin, one in five newspapers has shuttered in the last year. UW-Madison professor Robert Asen says the rise in social media as an information source and options like podcasts means people are increasingly getting news from biased or inaccurate sources. A recent review of radio talk shows in Wisconsin found those with the largest audiences and the most advertising are led by conservative hosts who aired the most misinformation.
Friend.
When you look at public discourse and you look at public figures and you see examples of a disregard for truth or disregard for verifying stories or disregard for fair and kind of accurate representations, I think that those practices encourage more of the same practice.
Wisconsin Democrats proposed a package of bills earlier this year aimed at strengthening local journalism and its workforce, including one that would offer a tax credit for local newspaper subscriptions, but it didn't pass in the state Senate. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Wisconsin pediatric health officials say type 2 diabetes has risen dramatically in kids and teens over the last couple of decades. According to UW Health Kids officials, the main cause of the rise has been genetics, making it difficult for kids and teens to cut down on their weight regardless of how healthy they eat or how much exercise they get. Scientific studies have linked cases of parents with diabetes or general obesity during pregnancy to a higher risk of type 2 diabetes in their kids. Health officials say the right medication can make the biggest difference. Wisconsin will receive some federal funding to help protect the state's only endangered mammal. The U.S. Department of Interior has awarded a grant of over $800,000 to the Great Lakes Indian Fish and Wildlife Commission to support recovery efforts for American martens. Wildlife officials say the animals require specific environmental conditions to survive in the wild, and any changes to that environment could cause significant issues. They also say the animals play a crucial role in rodent management and seed dispersal. An air quality trend report released by the DNR covers the past 20 years of pollutants regulated under the Clean Air Act. Brittany Merlot has more.
Wildfire smoke events in 2023 resulted in the DNR issuing 15 air quality advisories, which is almost five times higher than the average over the past 12 years. The report looked at ground-level ozone, sulfur dioxide, nitrogen dioxide, carbon monoxide, particle pollution, and lead. What burned in Canada last year was over 2 million acres bigger than the state of Wisconsin. That's six times the annual average and charred 5% of the entire Canadian forest. That smoke contained ozone-forming pollutants, which, combined with the warmer-than-usual summer temperatures, contributed to increased ozone concentrations. This resulted in the Lake Michigan shoreline area, including Milwaukee and parts of Sheboygan and Kenosha counties, falling short of meeting the 2015 ozone standard. Wisconsin has implemented many programs that have reduced emissions of ozone-causing pollutants, which range from power plants, industry, and transportation in the state. But still, these emission reductions have not resulted in the attainment of the 2015 ozone standard, mainly because most ozone-causing emissions are transported across state boundaries and are outside of Wisconsin's control.
Earlier this year, the Oshkosh Area Community Pantry changed its operating model. Now it doesn't matter if you live in Oshkosh or even in Winnebago County. Anyone in need can use the pantry. Ryan Rasmussen, Executive Director.
Does that mean folks from Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and other places are coming? Probably not, right? But significantly what that means is folks from Neenah, Menasha, Appleton, maybe Green Bay, maybe Fond du Lac could potentially come and utilize our services.
To learn more about OACP, visit oacptoday.org. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.FM.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Bucks and the Brooklyn Nets tonight at Fiserv Forum. Chris Middleton making progress, scoring 21 points in their win over the Bulls as he comes back from ankle surgery. Doc Rivers.
It's just going to take them time. These minutes have been fantastic for them. To keep them under 25 in the last two games when we have Dame and Giannis out and still keep Chris under 25, that's huge for us.
NFL, the Packers getting ready to play the Vikings Sunday in Minnesota. Wide receiver Christian Watson talked about that bruised knee injury he suffered Monday night on a 14-yard end run against the Saints.
It was just an awkward fall. I went to the ground and then the DB just kind of fell into my legs and just kind of felt something with the knee. I mean, it definitely hurt right away, but I mean, it felt like it was good enough to go back in. So I went back in and it was feeling all right. But I mean, it just kind of was just lingering a little bit and I just couldn't play the type of football I wanted to play. So just had to shut it down.
That's the Packers' Christian Watson. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Most of the big Christmas releases opened on Christmas Day, but if you're looking for some offbeat entertainment at the theater this weekend, there are a couple films that have nothing to do with Christmas cheer. Opening in limited release are 2073, a futuristic mystery thriller shot documentary style, which actually looks kind of cool if you're not completely tired of the whole post-apocalyptic theme in movies. Another film opening in limited release is Brace Yourself, Bloody Axe Wound. The film is a horror comedy about a girl who finds out the family business is selling recordings of people being killed. The family name? Blade Cut. As you might expect, the film is rated R. Overall, the box office rallied after a slow start in 2024, and looking ahead to the new year and right around the corner are two films Hollywood is hoping achieve blockbuster success. Opening in January are Wolfman and Captain America: Brave New World. If you're looking for things to do between Christmas and New Year's, there is lots to see in the theaters at the moment. If you're looking for a well-reviewed musical biopic where the lead character is a monkey, the film Better Man might be for you. It tells the story of the meteoric rise of British pop sensation and former boy band member Rob Williams and his fall from grace. If you're wondering why they made him a monkey in the film, it's because Williams says he always felt less evolved and because when he's on stage, he sometimes feels like a monkey. One of the weirdest trailers I've ever seen, but it is getting good reviews. Other films that open on Christmas Day include The Fire Inside, about a female boxer from Flint, Michigan, who becomes the first woman to win gold in the sport at the Olympics. great reviews. The Bob Dylan biopic, A Complete Unknown, starring Timothy Chalamet, is currently in theaters and is also incredibly well-reviewed and is getting Oscar buzz. Let's go to the movies. The Golden Globe Awards are just around the corner. The award show does not anticipate as much controversy as last year when host Joe Coy offended some of the attendees and writers. This year, comedian Nikki Glaser has been selected to host and will fly solo, making her the first woman to host the show alone. If you like watching celebrities squirm, you might want to check out the broadcast because Glaser told People magazine she received advice from Ricky Gervais and intends to be edgy with the A-listers. The Golden Globe Awards will be broadcast January 5th. A fun tradition on Saturday Night Live has been the Christmas joke swap on Weekend Update for co-hosts Michael Che and Colin Jost, where they write jokes the other has to perform. Kind of cute, especially when one of them is married to Scarlett Johansson, Jost. Jost ripped on his own wife thanks to the jokes written by his co-host while she watched in the wings from backstage and cracked up. Very funny and worth a Google. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be foggy and drizzly today, but it is going to be a little warmer with a high in the upper 30s this afternoon. Tonight, cloudy with more fog and drizzle, 35. Tomorrow, cloudy and warmer with scattered areas of light rain. Our high tomorrow, 42. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.